The Specialty Foods Association had its meeting just in the last day or so. And to tell us more about it, South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And I believe that you attended that, and many people attended in various ways, Commissioner.
Well, they did. I imagine most of them were virtual, but I did get to see a few friends and make some new ones with their leadership. The voluntary leadership. We have new staff members assigned to help them. And we just talked about the opportunities that we want to help create for them going forward in a hopefully soon post-pandemic world, and talked a little bit about agriculture in general and how they are a part of it. And sometimes they can be the face of agriculture for people looking for South Carolina products.
Tell us about specialty foods, and we're talking about that. What are some of the things that would be included in that category?
Well, it's folks from across the state who are part of agribusiness by way of using their talents or passions or business skills to develop a product using a South Carolina item, agricultural item, and processing it into most often a shelf-stable, packaged product that they in turn market either in maybe in the retail outlets or many of the outlets across the state with that certified South Carolina product label on it. And we think, again, they are a big part of putting a nice space on agriculture. As you get to know these folks, they have, again, I call it a passion for what they do. Some, it's a, I'm going to say it's a glorified hobby because they are risking their time and their money to put a product out there. We are very happy to help them and pleased when some of them, you know, take it to that next level to really develop a business that becomes quite a success for them.
You mentioned certified SC, and that's something, of course, that is important to you and important to a lot of folks in South Carolina. Can you just give us just a brief description again to remind folks what that means?
It's the brand for South Carolina agriculture. When you see those labels or signs in whatever outlet you're shopping, whether a restaurant, retail, roadside market, you're supporting our South Carolina farmers, maybe your neighbors, maybe someone from across the state, but that one logo is very recognizable by most South Carolinians, and they understand that making that decision, picking that product, their dollars will stay here. They're helping their neighbors, helping all variety of things, keep South Carolina the great place that we enjoy living. So Certified SC Grown and the Specialty Foods Group work hand in hand to make that connection for the South Carolina shoppers.
It's certainly important within the borders of South Carolina, but what about outside? Does that brand go outside the borders of the state?
Well, it does. We take it up the East Coast. This is more for our summertime fruit and vegetable harvest, the northeastern market where so many people live. Probably the second most important. We'd take that certified SC grown brand, and we work with some trade organizations both in the Northeast or in the East in that Philadelphia, New York, Washington area to help move our products, because when harvest season is here, we can't eat everything that we produce. So during the peak of the season, we want to move it to where the people are. And we have a good relationship with the New Jersey folks because our markets don't overlap as much as, say, our neighbors do with us. So we're hand-in-hand with some of our more distant neighbors to move South Carolina. We have a great reputation for products. Moving the specialty foods products, they're mostly within state, but we have a number who have gotten into some distributions far beyond South Carolina. So I think our state has a good reputation in the food space, and we help them with that. But again, it all depends on that particular farmer, that entrepreneur, with their names on their products. We just try to open doors for them.
Well, back to our topic at hand, the Specialty Foods Association. That is, of course, as you mentioned, sort of an entree for folks, no pun intended, to move into South Carolina certified and to learn more about local foods and get that taste of South Carolina local foods. If folks want more information or maybe they want to become a member, how can they get more information about the SC Specialty Foods Association?
Well, we try to make that as easy as possible for people, and for shopping or, again, just learning more about specialty foods. They have a website sort of within the department, if you will, but it is shoplocalsc.org. So shoplocalsc.org. So shoplocalsc.org will get you probably everything we've been talking about here this morning. I can remember years ago, early on in this job, going to some of their meetings and just enjoying. I told them I enjoyed it because I think I sampled everything on the table. just enjoying what they do and their excitement about doing it. So it's a real treat to work with them to see, as I said, capitalism at its best. So good, fun group to work with, and it's a privilege for the department to help them grow as in every way that we can.
With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.